Okay, we're going to tomorrow. I'm stealing time from Rabbi Bassus, so. Yeah.
Kof Dalad Elul, Tuesday the 4th of September, Rabbi Aharon Bassus, the significance of Hatoras Nadorim before Rosh Hashanah.
Thank you once again for inviting me and giving me the zechus of speaking to you in this special time, the week before Rosh Hashanah. We're all looking to Chat Mitzvahs and Mitzvah Shem. Hope this share will be to the credit of myself and to all the community. Today, Chof Dalad Elul, just be Magdim, is a very special day. It's the Yahrzeit of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, Zichrono Livracha. I just want to mention one thing about Chofetz Chaim. I don't think there's any other Talmid Chacham that Sifsos of Dovim was kavod to such an extent. It's Chofetz Chaim that everyone learns Mishnah Berurah and other Svarim of Chofetz Chaim, the other Svarim of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Every day his words, his Shmois of Dovim, is Misbadrin Bebei Medrasha. His words are in the base of Medrash, in the mouths of all Klal Yisrael. What was he zoicha? In what way was he zoicha? What was the zechus of the Chofetz Chaim that he was zoicha? More than there were other great Talmidei Chacham in his generation. What was his zechus? The way I understand it, the Chofetz Chaim was not only great in learning, but to understand the result of the learning. To go out. And after he learned something, he realized the chashivas of what he had learned, he wanted now to put into practice and see Am Yisrael putting into practice. Whether it was in the writing of the Chofetz Chaim, when he wrote the Hilchos Lashon Hara, that a person, he felt that Klal Yisrael, they needed to be mechazik in that inyan, and he wrote the Sefer Tiferes Odom, the importance of Gidl Zokan. He wrote Nidchei Yisrael, about mechazik Yidden, who were in America and other places, to mechazik them mitzvahs, and other machne Yisrael for the Jews in the army, he wrote for them. Whatever he felt there was a chizuk needed, he went and did something about it. And that's a very important thing, because, you know, we say, yeah, ich gelernt Torah, aber was hat der Torah dich gelernt? You learn the Torah, and what does the Torah learn you? What does the Torah teach you? What comes out from that learning? That's the ikkah. What comes out from the learning, how you put into practice. Gadol Talmud she'mevi lidei ma'aseh. Learning is important if you put that learning into practice. You say in the straight after Tikkun Shofar, Ashrei ha'am yod'ei teruah. Happy are the people who know the teruah. So the Medrash says, what, the goyim don't know how to blow? There's no Goyshe orchestra. They don't know how to blow instruments. What's Asher Ha'am Yoyde Trua? Asher Ha'am Shiyoydim Lefatos Boyram Alidea Trua. Nishpsha, we know how to blow. That's not the important. The importance is to understand what the blow is telling us. As the Rambam says, Tkiya Shoyf is a Gdeis HaKosuf, but Rem is Godly Yesh Badova. You have to understand what the Trua is about. What the shofar is teaching us. Lishmoya kol shofar. Lishmoya doesn't mean just to hear. It means to dehe, to understand what is the message of the shofar. And that is the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, that he understood the message of the Torah, and to put it into practice, and to bring it to the yediyah of the tzibur. And be'ez Hashem, zichus yagen elein v'al kol am Yisrael, amen ki miratzon. The title of the shir is, what is the significance of Hatoras Nedarim before Rosh Hashanah? I love that Bahu, it's a very strange thing. Hatoras Nedarim, it's okay, it's to matter neder, person needs to sometimes to be matter neder. But here, minigin, the whole of Klal Yisrael, but all communities, to make Hatoras Nedarim El Rosh Hashanah. Nishnodos, Erev Yom Kippur. We're standing, everyone comes to Shul, B'tchilu Rechimun, the night of Yom Kippur. What is the first thing that we do? Kol Nidre. Hatzaras Nedarim. Before we start the Tfilas of Yom Kippur, Hatzaras Nedarim. What's going on here? The Matzah Ephraim writes as a remez, he brings various remozim of Chodesh Elul in Tanakh. One of the remozim is in the Pasuk in Parashat Matot. Pasuk says, Lo yachel devaro, kechol ayotze mipiv yase. Do not profane your word. Whatever comes out from your mouth, you should do. Sofei tevot, the last letters of the words, Lo yachel devaro, kechol elul. You know, when the remez is birashei tevot, it means it's the beginning. When the remez is besofei tevot, it means that the remez is at the end. Meaning at the end of Elul, Erev Rosh Hashanah is the last day of Elul, a person has to see, Lo yachel devaro kechol hayotze mipiv yase. That's the remez to make Hatoras Nedarim in the Pasuk. So what's the reason for this? If I'm saying my own pshat, I think it's an Emes Nikah pshat. What is the whole avoida of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? What's the whole avoida? There's only one avoida. It's with the peh, with the mouth. Tefillah and teshuvah. Rosh Hashanah is tefillah, and Yom Kippur is teshuvah. It's all with the mouth. If a person, he's careful with his mouth, what he says, he says, whatever he says from his mouth, he keeps. The Bereshit said, look, you're praying to me, you're saying you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're sorry, you're this. Yeah? You keep what you say, the kubbel. But if a person, his words mean nothing, it's worthless. He says things from his mouth, lahoye v'la nivra. His yes is not a yes, and his no is not a no. The Bereshit will say to him, thank you very much for all your tefillahs. Thank you very much for all your tshuva. There's nothing to back it up. Your words don't mean anything. So what are you praying to me? I'm going to be better. I'm going to do this. I'm going to this come here. I make a resolution. Why? It doesn't mean nothing, whatever you say. What does it mean to say? You're saying, Ashamna, I'm sorry. It doesn't mean your words are worthless. So how can a person come to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam on the Heilige Tag, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, with his words, come and be Meratzah the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he hasn't kept his word. What's his words mean? So first of all, before we come to the holy days, we have to be Matzah Neder. HaToras Nedarim is a pshat that the Neder Lahoya Me'ikora. We never made the Neder. That's pshat HaToras Nedarim. Not pshat. You made the neder and now we're taking it away. No. Hatoras Nedarim is like a person who makes a knot on his shoelace and then he pulls the string and the knot comes undone. There's no knot in there at all. That's Hatoras Nedarim. You're matter the neder me'ikara. It's ki'ilu, you never made the neder. If I never ever made the neder, I didn't break my word.
Everything else take your neder, it's no neder.
It's not a neder. If it's not a neder, what's the use of making it? No, it's valid till you do the Hatoras Nedarim. If you don't do Hatoras Nedarim, then the Neder is valid. But once you do the Hatoras Nedarim, you've been oiker the Neder Meikara, it's key to you never made the Neder. So, I haven't broken my word. I've kept my words. You through the Hatoras Nedarim, you're removing the mikshel of the fact that we don't keep our words. Now our tefillahs, our tshuva can be accepted. Always bring very famous Medrash Tzoyche Tov on Tehillim, Kuf Bet. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Pana el tefilat ha'arar, ve'lo baza et tefilatam. Tikatev zot ledor aharon, ve'am nivra yehalelia. What does that mean? He turns to the tefillah of the arar. Arar is a person who doesn't have anything. Ariri is a person who doesn't have any children. He's not fruitful. He doesn't. It's araba. Ya ke araba araba. Yeah? It's a barren tree. Arar. Hashem turns to the tefillah of the arar. and he doesn't disgrace their tefillah. Tikatev zod edor haron, write this for the end generation. And the people, the Am Nivra, the people who are created, they will praise Hashem. What's the pshat of these psukim? Says the Medrash in Tehillim. These psukim are talking about the Doi Achron, the end generations. The generations, Ikfa said the Meshicha. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the Avoida. If you think about it, Yom Kippur. Okay? We only have 1/8 of what a Yom Kippur is supposed to be. Take a Mishnah, Maseches Yoma. 7 Parakim is about the Avoid and the Beis HaMikdash. 1 Perik is about Yom Kippur Bizman Hazeh. So it means 7/8 of Yom Kippur we don't have. We don't have the Siyah Mishtaleach. Yeah? We have a, on Yom Kippur we say, yeah? Ein lanu lo zeh, belo zeh, belo zeh, belo zeh, everything we don't have. Aval yesh lanu. We've only got Yom Mechilas Licha, the day of Kippur. But everything we don't have. So that generation, our generation, is like an RR. That says the Medrash, we have one thing. The Tzfilis of the Yomim Adirim. That we have. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, those Tzfilis, I will accept them. Pana tefilata RR, belo bazai tefilata. The Rebbeinu Shalom does not despise our Tzfilis. But the condition is if we keep our word. The Rebbeinu Shalom is, his midah is emet. His midah is truth. If we say the truth, if we keep our word, the Rebbeinu Shalom accepts the tefillah. It's very interesting. The Mishnah says, Masechet Brachot, Ben vayomer le'emet ve'yasiv lo yafsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik between Vayom and Emet V'yatzi. What does that mean? Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Oseid Etchem Me'ez Mitzrayim Diod Lachem Elokim Ani Hashem Elokechem. That's the pasuk. After that, we have the brocha Emet V'yatzi V'nachon B'kayam. Between Hashem Elokechem and Emet, we're not allowed to be mafsik, the Mishnah says. What does it mean we're not allowed to be mafsik? We're in brochas Kriyas Shema. We're not allowed to be mafsik in any brochas Kriyas Shema. Is the Mefarshim saying this is the Shulchan Aruch writes? Yeah, this Issa Hafsaka is greater than Brachas Kriyas Shema, because in Brachas Kriyas Shema you can be mafsik ledovash to bekdusha. Bein vayomer leemet v'yafsik lo yafsik even for kaddish in kedusha. You're not mafsik anything. It's like Shimon Esra. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, till you say the word emet, it's like you're in the middle of Shimon Esra, because we want to be soimech. And to that everyone should understand, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's midah is emes. That's the bunch of midah. Ani Hashem Elokechem emet. It cannot be mafsi between the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and the emes. There's nothing can come in between. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is keil emet. That is the midah of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We say every day. We say you'd go midahs. Keil rachum vechanun erech apayim brav chesed ve'emet. That's the middle of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Memela, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will hear our tefillahs if the tefillahs are from a source of truth. Then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will hear our tefillahs. You say in Ashrei, every pasuk with Ashrei starts with the different letter of the Aleph base. Every pasuk of Ashrei has got two parts to it. And it's connected by the letter Vav. There's two parts of the pasuk. So you have Arumim Chelaya Melech V'avar Hashim Chalolam Bayit. Yeah? The first part. And also the second part. Bechol Yom Avar Cheka V'avar Hashim Chalolam Bayit. Gadol Adonai Mulam Me'od V'ligdulato En Cheket. Where's there's a Vav? Because it's two parts. One and this. Except for two psukim. One pasuk I'm not going to speak about. You look into it, you'll find it yourself. But the one pasuk is very, very important. Karov Adonai lechol kor'av, lechol ha'sheikra u be'emet. Why? You say Karov Adonai L'chol Kerav. U'lechol Hashem Kerav Be'emet. Teretz is, when it comes to tefillah, there's no two parts. It's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to this tefillah and also that, the other tefillah. No. The Ribbono Shelem is Karov Adonai L'chol Kerav. But when? L'chol Hashem Kerav Be'emet. Only if the person says the truth. If he's sincere, if he means what he's saying, about that tefillah is not a tefillah. That tefillah is not a tefillah. You can't come to the Ribbono Shel Olam with falsehood and expect. There's no, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is Kehilat Emes. The Heilige Zohar says, in the Pasuk, Parshas Vayishlach, Pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu, he died to be saved from Esav. Hatzileini na miyad achim miyad Esav. Please save me from my brother from Esav. Zot de Zohar Kodesh. Mikan, from here we learn. Manetzali tzelote. Person davens a tefillah. By lefarsha miloi kedekoyot. He has to explain his words 100% correctly. Hatzileini na. Save me. Says the Zohar, "V'teima dasheiz v'li melavan." If he just said "Hatzileini na," it's not enough because maybe it means "Save me from Lavan." How do I know who is it referring to? Yadochi. How many brothers did Yaakov Avinu have? Only one. So if he said "Hatzileini na miyadochi," it's not clear. No, says the Zohar. "V'teima kriven ochranin stam achin ikrun." Other relatives are also called Achim. Yeah? Achim. Acheinu kol beis Yisroel. Yeah? So Achim can mean relatives, can mean friends. Yeah? So if Yaakov Avinu said, Atzileni na miyad achi, it's not yet clear what he's dabbing for. Miyad Esav. My time will begin. Efarsha mila kidekayot. When a person dabbens, the tefillah has to be 100% clear. It has to be 100% accurate. Because the tefillah which is not accurate, the Ribbono Shel Olam cannot accept it. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the God of truth. The Moridika Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which brings this out very clearly. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Yud Chet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Meir Omer, Shanaim Shalu Lemita. Two people became ill. They went to the bed. Becholyan Shaveh. With the same illness. Exactly the same illness. Vechein. Shanaim Shalu Legardom Nidom. Two people were taken to the court for judgment. They did a crime and they were being judged. Bedinam Shaveh. And they did the same crime. Zeh yarad, bezeh lo yarad. This one came out from the bed, he recovered, and this one did not recover, he passed away. Zeh nitzal, bezeh lo nitzal. This one was saved in the court case, he said he's innocent, and the other one, he was killed. Ask the mayor, Nipnei ma ze yarad beze lo yad ze nitzal beze lo nitzal. Why? What's happened? The same thing. Two people, exactly the same illness, exactly the same crime. Answers the mayor. Zeit palel ve ne'ena ve zeit palel ve lo ne'ena. This one prayed and he was answered. This one prayed and he wasn't answered. Obviously, we're not choshesh, a person who is in danger that he's not going to pray. Yeah? For sure, they both prayed. A person's ill in the bed, of course he's going to pray. A person's in court, of course he's going to pray. But this one's tefillah was answered, this one's tefillah was not answered. Ask the mayor, Mipnei ma ze ne'na ve'ze lo ne'na ze. What is the reason? Why was this one tefillah accepted and the other one's tefillah not accepted? Answers Rav Meir, Zeit palel tefillah shleima, veze The one who prayed a perfect prayer, he was answered. The one who didn't pray a perfect prayer was not answered. What is the meaning of Tefillah Shleima? What's the meaning of Tefillah Shleima? What's called a perfect prayer? Says Rashi, Nitkavim. That's his one word. Nitkavim. He had Kavona. The one who davened be Kavona, he was answered. The one who didn't daven be Kavona, he wasn't answered. So I heard and I saw once in the name of Eli Lopian, that he said, what's a shaykh? A person's chayla sheyesh b'sakona. Yeah? He's not going to daven be Kavona? What's the meaning? In the same way as we understand, he's for sure he's going to daven. Yeah? He'll daven be Kavona. But he won't daven. So Ben said, no. Sometimes people daven, in their heart, they think it's a waste of time. Mm. Yeah? The doctor said, I've got no hope. So even though they say the words of Tefillah, but they don't really mean it. In their mind, it's shemfatik. That's not a Tefillah Shleima. That's not Kavana. Kavana means that you mean what you say. When you're davening, you mean what you say. Rabbeinu Shalom, help me. You mean what you say. But if it's with a sofek, that's not Tefillah Shleima. That is the inyan, what we have to see. That's the chizuk now. That's the chizuk we have before Rosh Hashanah. What we said, why do we have Hataras Nedarim? Hataras Nedarim is to mechazik us, to understand that we have to say the truth. If we want anything to happen, you know, I always bring down that we always, the Gemara says, that we have to say, that we have to line the Parsha Kitavo before Rosh Hashanah, it's the Konas Ezra, Tichle Shana B'Kililotea. What's the Pshat? What's the understanding? What's the beer? A person thinks, you know, I've got problems. And these problems never going away, they're ongoing problems. Yeah? Typical example, a person doesn't have children. 1 year passes, 2 year passes, 3 year passes, 4 year passes. You think? So Ezra Mesakin, a yid has to believe. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's a new gzar din. Everything can change. It's not a hemshech. It can be that all the klolos, you know how many klolos there is in Parshas Ki Tavo? 98 klolos. A person living with 98 klolos, tichle shana v'kelotea. This year can be the end of all the klolos. The Rosh Hashanah can bring me. That's it's mechazik amemuna. That is a new gzar din. The first day Rosh Hashanah we line v'ashem pakade sarah sarah imenu. She was barren 90 years. This Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shem said, now press the button. The Rebbeinu Shem presses the button. She can have a baby. That is the chizuk. That's what we have to know. It's a new gzadin. The tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, panay tefillat ha'arar, belo bazay tefillatam. The Rebbeinu Shalom, he will turn to our tefillahs. But it's got to be with sincerity. It's got to be, we mean what we're saying. We're not just saying it stamazoy, just reading through. We understand what we're saying, we mean it. Malchiot, when we say Malchiot, we mean it. Yeah? B'tim loch Hashem Elokeinu, al kol ha'olam kulo b'chvodach, v'naseh al kol asmi karach, b'chule, b'chule, b'chule. Yeah? The Bali Musa says, that a person is to be mamlich the Rebbeinu Shelem of the ganz welt. But don't forget to be mamlich him on you as well. It's not enough just the whole world. We're part of the world. To be mamlich the Rebbeinu Shelem means to want to do the Ratzon Hashem. Be'emes. Not just to say midim be'alma. That is the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. So, aliday zeh be'ez Hashem, that we take the message of the Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur, the inyan of the Shleimus Hadibur, that we want to keep what we say. Aliday zeh the Rebbeinu Shalom will hear, we say in the tefillah of the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, we say Kishomea kol shofar ata u'ma'azin teruah ben domelach. The Rebbeinu hears the sound of the shofar, but the Rebbeinu doesn't just hear it. U'ma'azin teruah. He pays attention. He listens carefully to the truah. How Klal Yisrael are hearing the truah. How Klal Yisrael are blowing that truah. Do they mean it? Do they understand the meaning of the truah, which is bechir, tefillah mitoch bechi, yelala? Do they mean that tefillah? Do they mean really that his oyer is for tshuva? That the shofar, the truah, is telling us. Ma'azin teruah, the person hears very carefully. The end domelach. Yidezev as Hashem through these tefillahs to know this is the key for the success for the coming year. The key. Kol mezunosim shalavim ksuvim lo Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. The whole success of the coming year is Rosh Hashanah. The tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. Yirat Zon as Hashem. We should all be zoiche to daven the tefillah shleima, and Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zoiche to shana tova v'orechet. Amen.